Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Dream Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and grass Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Because most of what you read in the newspaper isn't true. Most of what you see on television isn't true. Most of what you hear on radio isn't true. And this is because they're controlled by six major corporations. And if you haven't read the book, New Media Monopoly, you need to get it from Radio Liberty. And understand that most of what you learned in school, most of what you hear in church, just is not true. Now, we do have some good churches out there. We have some courageous ministers that are telling the truth. And I will tell you, they've come under vicious, vicious attack. Because, of course, the people who are running the world, the last thing they want you to know is what's really going on. But with us this morning is certainly one of our favorite guests, Bradley Dean. And Bradley's out on the front lines going from schools to universities to churches, giving talks about what's going on, and he's fortunate to have us with us this morning to bring us up to date on what's going on. Bradley, what are we going to be covering?
Well, what I'd like to talk about today is the fact that, Stan, I was just out in Georgia doing a Restoring Our Promise event, and we ran into an individual named Ishmael Hernandez, and he's a foreigner from Cuba who was raised to hate America, and he was also raised up to come into America to help destroy the Republic. And it was interesting, some of the stats that we had found concerning Ishmael Hernandez and what he actually found when he got over to America. And once he got here, my friends, what happened is he was converted to the American ideals. He fell in love with America, and he began to understand what communism was all about. And what he brought forth was interesting, because so often what we see across America on street corners, under a bridge, on a highway, or in front of a store with a sign asking for charity from the people that can lend a hand in their time of need, you know, the signs that state homeless and hungry or have no food or money. Well, from a perspective of a foreign individual coming from a communist nation, he's saying that the poor in America, he said, is an absolute joke. And I'd like to read a little bit of a letter that he had written, and it's the way he wrote it in his dialect, but I want the people, the listeners, to hear the statistics concerning the poor in America. I also want to make the distinction, the contrast between what poor meant in Scripture, because we know that there was poor, the people that were broke, they didn't have any money, they didn't have any food. We want to show compassion, sympathy for them people. There's no question about it. But we also see that in America, what we consider to be poor scripturally really is they're morally corrupt. When Jesus was talking about the poor in many cases in Scripture, he was making reference to the fact that they were destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that they were broke financially. It doesn't mean that they were jilted by a girlfriend or something bad happened to them, or that they didn't have need in every case. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, so on and so forth, just to give you an advantage to understand what I'm saying here. But I want to read this letter really quick by Ishmael Hernandez. And again, making the distinction between what poor people really are and what the poor in America are, because what you're going to find is the poor in America aren't so poor. As a matter of fact, you're going to understand why Ishmael said it was actually a joke. And this is what he wrote. He said, and again, this is in his dialect. He said, I come to America, this blessed land, and learned three things very soon. He said, two very good ones and another no so good. He said, the first was that America values me as a person and the individual matters. He is not supposed to fade away behind a collective label. He said, I come here, I had very good grades, and the university decided to offer me a full assistantship, he said. They paid my studies while I still hated them, said Ishmael. This is not supposed to be happening. I hate their guts, and they still reward me. What I then learned was the wondrous connection between reward and accomplishment. one that we are quickly losing under the powerful influence of victim mentality and the entitlement attitude. Now, if I can just interject there too, please. When I was out at the RNC about a year and a half ago, the older generation was trying to figure out why Barack Hussein Obama was giving entitlements away, why he was creating an entitlement generation, why he was reallocating illegally finances from the taxpayers and allocating them into the programs that he wanted to. In other words, Barack Hussein Obama was actually creating dependence. The older generation thought Barack Hussein Obama was done because of all the dependence, because of the welfare state. And what I had to share with the people, friends, was the fact that he wasn't going to lose on the fact that he was creating dependents. He was going to win on the fact that he was creating dependents, because those dependents are going to be loyal to the man that's stealing from one group of people and giving unto another group of people. In other words, from the haves to the have-nots. And that's exactly, by the way, I've said this several times before, but I'll say it again, that's exactly what dictators do. They steal from the haves and they give to the have-nots because they want the have-nots to take from the haves, only to overthrow what the haves have. So the have-nots now have what the haves have. And I'm not being funny, but that's just how it kind of works out. But interestingly enough, when Barack Hussein Obama was creating dependents, he was creating voters, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do. And if you want to know what I'm talking about concerning history, his story, just do a little homework on Mao Zedong, because what you'll see is Barack Hussein Obama and this administration are verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, emulating Mao Zedong, almost verbatim. He's going to the younger generation, creating an entitlement welfare mentality, and he's using them to overthrow, again, the older generation. And if you go back to Mao Zedong, that was the China of Republic. Mao Zedong came in and began to teach the younger people that they were a democracy. Now, not getting too far off base here, going back to Ismail's letter, remember, he was a socialist that came to America. He was taught to hate America, and he wanted to destroy America from within, and that's exactly what communists do. And so what he did is, when he got over to America, he found out that over 80% of the poor in America, now listen to me again carefully, friends, 80% of the poor in America, those that are labeled poor, have air conditioning. 80% of the poor in America have air conditioning. In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had air conditioning. Now 80% of the poor have air conditioning in the present. Ismail also found that 92% of the poor in America and their households, they have microwaves. Two-thirds of the poor in America have at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor in America have a VCR.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Bradley Dean talks about the poor in America compared with the poor in other countries. Be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Stupid numbers. Well, Dr. Stan here with Dr. Bradley Dean about this young man from Cuba who came to America as an undercover agent to destroy America because, of course, I said he was a dedicated communist. And what he found when he came to America was that the people in America who are considered poor were far wealthier than the people in Cuba, where they have all these wonderful entitlements and tremendous poverty. What works in society is incentive and hard work, not when you're entitled to things. And the problem today is almost 100 million Americans are receiving one form of government payroll check or another. And the figure is actually 148 million Americans receive Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, or one or another form of the entitlement programs. And unfortunately, we're going bankrupt. And say what you will, they're not taking enough money in to finance it. If they did raise the taxes, the whole thing would collapse. If they don't raise the taxes, the whole situation's going to collapse. Bradley, pick up the story.
Well, what's interesting about that, again, we're talking about a letter from Ismael Hernandez, and he was a dedicated communist in Cuba who was taught to hate America. And once he came over to America, he was actually trained up to destroy America from within. And he was converted to the American ideals once he finally got over here. He fell in love with America, and he began to expose what the communists were doing. And the first thing that he noticed was the poor in America. This is what he said. He said, the second was what you call poverty in America is a joke. He said, how can you call poverty a lifestyle that is the envy of the world? According to the 2010 census, we learned things about the poor, and these are the stats that I'm going to give you. Ismael said this. He said, blessed poverty, and he's speaking of America, and he's speaking of the American supposed poor in America. He said, give me more. And again, what we need to realize, just to reiterate what I said during the first segment, is the fact that this is what dictators do. They create dependence. And see, here you have the church all messed up and thinking that they're actually helping people through a welfare state, which, by the way, is a violation of Article 1. Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States, for example, as you were talking about Medicare, Social Security, Obamacare, it's all a violation. And when you begin to look at government, I'm talking about the corrupt in government, where they're actually stealing away the taxpayer money and actually reallocating the finances as to the programs that they want it to go to, you have to ask them where they actually derive their powers, because the American Constitution, our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, doesn't grant them power to reallocate finances to take from one group of people and hand it over to another. But you have the professed church in America saying, oh, we have to help the poor. Well, let me tell you something. It was Jesus that said, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. And I don't mind helping people. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody out there thinking, you know, I'm trying to beat up on poor people. No, absolutely not. I'm all about helping people that want to get back up on their feet. But the problem is a good majority of the younger people today, the entitlement generation, namely in the colleges and the such, they are not wanting to get up off their feet. They act as if somebody owes them something. And the question that we need to propose to those people that feel that something's owed to them, we need to ask them the question, who owes it and why do they owe it to you? Especially to a bunch of do-nothings. Now, going back to the statistics and talking of the supposed poor in America, a foreigner's perspective of who we are in America, he found that 80% of the poor in America, again, they have air conditioning. And in 1970, only 36% of Americans had air conditioning. 92% of the poor in America have microwaves. Two-thirds of the poor in America have one DVD player and 70% a VCR. Friends, how poor are we? 75% of the poor in America have a car or a truck. Let me say that again. 75% of the poor in America have a car or a truck, and 31% of the poor in America have 2 to 3 cars. 80% of the poor in America, the adults, and 96% of poor children were never hungry at any time in America during the year because they could not afford food. So again, asking you the question, how poor are we, America? And by the way, this is also bait to bring in illegals into our country from all across the world, not just the Mexicans on the southern border. No, this is bringing Somalians, this is bringing foreigners from all over the world into America because they feel that they can get a free ride. And interestingly enough, when these foreigners get over here, in many cases, they don't want a free ride. They want to work for what they've got. And if you listen to what Ismail, the man that's giving us these statistics right now, he was saying, listen, they kept giving me free stuff while I hated their guts. In other words, I didn't want a handout. I wanted to work for what I had, but the government was right there to steal from one group of people and give to another. And he despised this, and he saw it for what it really was. He goes on. He said, 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children were never hungry at any time during the year. Never, friends. Okay? Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, that's 63.7%, have cable or satellite television. Now, if this doesn't jack you up, if this doesn't make you angry, nothing will. In other words, friends, I got a question. How many people in this country are on welfare today that, number one, and I'm not being smart, but how many are actually skinny people? They're usually overweight. How many people aren't able to stay on the couch because government is stealing away your money to support these people and their lifestyles, namely satellites and or cable, to sit and do nothing? How many people are on drugs today because the government is stealing away money from the haves to give to the have-nots? How many are on drugs that aren't able to stay where they're at by the government because the American people tolerate this mentality? I can go on and on and on. And alcohol abuse, they're enabled by the government to stay where they're at because that's where they need to be because they themselves can't help themselves. And herein comes the victim mentality again. And the question is, you have to ask is, who are they the victim of? Are they the victims because they have to actually get up and work for what they have? And see, here where you have a warfare in America is the capitalist versus the socialist. And that's another topic within itself. I'll get back to the statistics here. But I'm just throwing these seeds in so hopefully they'll take and you can ponder in a way that you've never pondered before. Nearly two-thirds of 63.7% of the poor in America have cable or satellite television. Half of the poor in America have personal computers. Now, everybody knows personal computers, they're not cheap. They cost a lot of money. But for some reason, they're getting free handouts if it's not free, you know, food stamps, if it's not a check every month, if it's not a free phone, friends, from Obama. Then, well, guess what? They get coupons. They get to pick up not only satellite television or cable television, but they get to have a personal computer, too, all on American working and putting the burden back on the American workers in this country, only to add to the burden. More than half of the poor families in America with children have video games systems such as X-Boy or PlayStation. We're talking about the poor in America, Stan. They have Xbox or PlayStation. They're entertaining them out of their freedoms. Cain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I keep a little toy or a little game in the hands of the children, by the way, I want to tell everybody, I was a welfare kid. I knew what it was like to be raised on welfare. And I needed help getting out of where I was at. But I can tell you, now that I've gotten out, I never want to return because I see how destructive it is. Not only to the family, but every facet of life concerning those people that get stuck in the welfare system because it's purposed. And if you look at what welfare is, It's for the good of the people, not to the demise of the people. And again, if we go back to the Constitution, we can understand what our founding fathers meant when they were speaking of the welfare of the people. And I'm talking about the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. Back to the statistics. Just under half of the poor in America have internet access. That's the poor in America. And one in every four has a digital video recorder such as TiVo. This is the poor. And here's the kicker. The average American in poverty has more living space than the average non-poor European. Again, giving you the contrast, showing you how poor America really is not. Ismail ended his stats with this. He said, "Blessed poverty, give me more." He said, "Finally, I learned something bad. As I stepped here, I learned that written in the law, there was already a remedy against my discrimination." This is coming from a foreigner, friends. "I've already been made a victim of America, even as I have experienced nothing but blessings." He said, "I have been decreed a victim, a protected specimen, as if I was some kind of endangered species. How degrading." He said, "It's time for all of us to draw the line and say, enough is enough." So speaking of the poor, America, you have to ask the question, how poor are we? We are not. And even the poorest of the poor, we are not. I remember being an 18-year-old kid and not having any food, no water, no place to live. And I remember a lady telling me, "Hey, listen, just go down to the welfare department and go in there and you'll walk out with food stamps and you'll walk out with a check within 8 hours. And she was exactly right. And it was interesting how many people were there to point the finger to the government to support me and my needs, or I should say my wants, to sustain my own lifestyle. What it should say right over the top of the welfare department in the United States is, if you don't work, you don't eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And here we are again in America. We're wondering why we're going bankrupt, because we're not following God's system. We're following our own system. We think we can do it our own way, and we're going to get good results. You can't plant bad seeds into your life, friends, and get good results. You reap what you sow, and God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So in saying all that to say this, friends, this is a foreigner coming into America saying, "Blessed poverty, give me more." Now, if that doesn't open your eyes to the state of America, nothing will. And again, going back to this administration and what the American people have tolerated through this administration, it actually blows me away that people can't see it for what it really is. People believe for some reason that this administration and what they're doing is destructive to their own political campaign the second time around, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Because again, we can go back to the borders and we can see all these illegal immigrants wanting to get across the borders. And who's enabling them to do that? This administration is. And why are they coming over here? Because they know that they can get a free ride off the backs of the American people, and they don't have to follow the rule of law and the laws enumerated with our constitutional republic. And why is that? Because they see that the President of the United States doesn't do that. And what we need to get back to is, we need to get back to the rule of law. And when we take a break here, I know that we got a break coming up real quick here, Stan, but I'd like to do is, I'd like to kind of just paint more of a picture as to what we see in America concerning the poor, and what we deal with in America concerning the poor, because we have so many bureaucracies created to actually help these people, and let me say it this way, enable these people to continue in a lifestyle that is destructive not only to themselves, but also to our own country.
Amen to that. And ladies and gentlemen, America is morally and financially bankrupt. When Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, the national debt is $17.6 or $5 trillion. Will soon be up to $17.7 trillion. This whole financial house of cards is coming down, and it is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And with that will be the destruction, the financial stability of this country and much of the rest of the world. We're on the edge of a major financial catastrophe. And if you're not making your preparations, ladies and gentlemen, wide move. and move very, very quickly because time is running out. Well, today, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest today, Bradley Dean, covering certainly the background of what's taking place. We're going to be back here in just a moment. And we hope, of course, that you will listen, that you begin making your preparations. We have people all across America recognizing what's happening, and at least some of them are going to survive. Tragically, millions of Americans are going to be destroyed and lose everything they have before this is over. We'll be back in a moment with Bradley Dean.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us, in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bradley Dean. Bradley, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and, of course, get your information and support what you are doing.
If you'd like to check out who we are, we're on the radio 6 days a week, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com. We've also done a lot of high school assembly programs across the country as well as colleges. And if you'd like to check out that website, it's youcanruninternational.com.
One more time, what is that?
Youcanruninternational.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, friends, I just got some stats here by one of our producers, and speaking of the poor in America, we can see that America is not poor the way that it's set up to be. And again, not saying that there is not poor people out there, but interestingly enough, we found that an executive summary, the work versus welfare trade-off, that in 40 states, welfare pays more than $8 an hour for someone that works an $8 an hour job. In 17 states, the welfare package is more generous than a $10 an hour job. in Hawaii, Alaska, Massachusetts, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, New York, and Rhode Island, welfare pays more than $12 an hour than someone that works on a $12 an hour job.
And so why would anybody bother to work when you can get welfare and you don't have to work?
That's exactly the point. And that is the bait right there, which so many are willing to take. And they don't realize that someone has to work to give them that money. And it's interesting that there's so many that are willing to fall in line to stand behind, should I say, Obamahood, to steal from them that are working. Again, I can reiterate this over and over and over again, but this is stealing, friends. This is stealing from a group of people that are willing to work to give to the poor. Now, if I go back to these stats, in 9 states, welfare pays more than the average first-year salary for a teacher. In 29 states, it pays more than average starting salary for a secretary. And in the 6 most generous states, it pays more than entry-level salary for a computer programmer. So welfare benefits are especially generous in large cities. Welfare provides equivalent of an hourly pre-tax wage of $14.75, listen to me, $14.75 an hour in New York City, $12.45 in Philadelphia, $11.35 in Baltimore, and $10.90 in Detroit. So for the hardcore welfare recipients, the value of the full range of welfare benefits substantially exceeds the amounts the recipient could earn in an entry-level job. As a result, recipients are likely to choose welfare over work, thus increasing long-term dependence. I also want to say this, too, because I know that there's a lot of people out there that may be on workman's compensation, and we know that they get paid for up to 99 weeks. Now, I have, since I've been out of the house, I remember when I was 14 years old, I had to work for my clothes. I remember when I was 18 years old, as a matter of fact, it was actually 17 years old, I had to go get my own apartment. And I learned early on that nobody was going to do for me what I had to do for myself. And I've heard this before, God helps those that help themselves. And I know for the most part, everybody agrees with that, but when you go back to the people that are stuck on workman's compensation, how is it that you need to stay on workman's compensation for up to 99 weeks? And why would you hail a government that would prefer that you stay on? And the question, I guess, would be, why would the government want to prolong your benefits and without receiving a benefit from those that they're actually working for? Because that's why they're doing it. They want people out of work. They want to lay the burden on the workers. And again, this is how you collapse a country within financially, is by creating a welfare state. And that's exactly what we're talking about. Now, I want to show you before the end of the show, a contrast between an atheist and the fruit of an atheist and a godly man concerning the fruit of those that do and those that don't do. But before I get to that, I want to go back to this point that how often we see across America on street corners, under a bridge, on a highway, or in front of a store with a sign asking for charity from the people that can, well, you know, lend a hand in their time of need. And most of the time you see the signs that say homeless and hungry or have no food or no money. And, well, your heart goes out to them. And what I've noticed is all across the country that I can see these people, and yet I've noticed that these poor people, as we're taught to believe, almost without fail have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth, a bottle of booze in a little brown paper bag next to them somewhere, or lottery tickets in their hands. Now, I see this in Minneapolis all the time, namely in the hood, North Minneapolis. You see these signs, or you see the signs where it says, you know, veteran, out of work, homeless. But I've also noticed two friends that they all look able-bodied. They all look like they have the ability to work because I noticed that they can stand on a street corner for up to 6 to 8 hours a day collecting charity from the people that are working to help them. And again, for those that have the need, I'm not capping on them. But when you begin to look and pull the curtain back at those people that are asking for charity, those that are holding up signs, it wasn't long ago where a news outlet in the state of Minnesota here did a piece concerning the poor on the streets and found that these people were making, now listen carefully, up to $400 to $600 a day standing on the street corner working the sympathies of the American people. So I say, not bad for a poor person's day of working, again, the sympathies of the American people. And I see this almost in every city I go to. And what I don't understand is, why is it that people just take it for face value? In some cases, you see people standing there with brand new clothes on stand. You see them without any default in their physical stature. In other words, again, they're able to work. And again, friends, don't get me wrong here. I have, on a personal level, helped these people that were broken homeless, and understanding their plight due to the fact that I was, as I said earlier, a welfare kid who hated it so much that I just wanted a little push in the right direction in the hopes of having to never return to the slough of despond. Well, not everyone thinks the way that I do, and I soon found out in one particular case when I was on tour in my rock and roll days, I had a $5 a day allotment. In other words, for the money that we made during the week when we were playing, I'm a drummer for a band called JunkyardProfit.com, and we would get paid $5. That's all I had to eat on. And I seen this one individual in Missouri. It was on a state highway. And instantaneously, my heart went out to this man. And I took the $5 that I had to eat with, and I gave it to this man, only to find out that after I gave it to him, he went into the store and asked my bass player if he knew where he could buy some marijuana. Now, that wasn't my only experience, because I did it earlier on in life, too. And on this other occasion, I had seen a man in North Minneapolis, again, the hood, stating that he was a veteran and he had no money to eat. And I told this man that I would pay for his dinner across the street if he would meet me at the restaurant. You know what his response was, friends? He wanted nothing to do with food. But yet he said he was homeless and hungry. He said that he just wanted the money. And if I only have looked to the right, I could have understood what was going on. Because right to the right of me was the liquor store that he wanted to buy from, as was there a strip joint right there. Now, again, he completely looked, and most of them do, able-bodied, as most of them do, as I said. And the fact of the matter is that they don't want to work, and when it comes to the fact of them being poor, they are simply destitute, again, of the righteousness of Christ. They're simply morally corrupt, and that's really what it comes down to. And again, Jesus said, if they don't work, neither should they eat, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Now, how many people overlook what Christ commanded and are responsible for enabling them to do the work or to work to remain drug dependent? Well, those that enable them, how many people enable them to remain on alcohol, just like I said earlier?
Hang on, jobless. Bradley. Hang on, Bradley. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, the final segment, our guest, Bradley Dean. Bradley, you go right ahead.
I want to give you guys a contrast. And, again, we're talking about the welfare state. violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. Welfare is for the good of the people, not to add to the demise or the burden of the American people, friends. And again, the question isn't, if I can just bring you over to the fact that so many people debate the welfare state, Obamacare, Medicare, so on and so forth. The American people, if they would simply go back, the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If people would simply go back and read the Constitution of the United States, they wouldn't have their backs up against the wall trying to answer why the government is doing something to them in which they are today if they knew what the Constitution said. Now, when I read Article 1, Section 8, I can go back to the government and say, can you tell me exactly where you derived your power to implement something called Obamacare, which is completely unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, therefore illegal? Where did you derive that power from? Well, I can tell you where government comes back in. They say off of the ignorance of the American people. That's exactly right. They derive their just powers now today from the ignorance of the American people who don't know the difference between right and wrong. Now, I can just hear someone out there saying, Bradley, that you're insulting me. Well, no, the fact of the matter is if your back is up against the wall and you've allowed conservatives of the day to paint you in a corner, that's your own fault. That's nobody else's fault. I'm trying to liberate you by giving you the understanding that you need so you can begin to put corruption in governments and their backs up against the wall and begin to put them in a position where they have to answer for their unlawful implementations of these programs, rather than you trying to defend or get caught up into a debate that is only based off of a rhetorical debate in the first place. In other words, it never comes to conclusion, and the game is played between the Democrats and the Republicans, and the American people lose. And that's exactly where the American people are. So what we need to do is we just need to go back and read our founding documents and find that what they are doing is illegal. And if it's illegal, guess what, friends? It's unconstitutional. It is null and void. It is time to resist, because either we're going to obey God and his Ten Commandments, or we're going to stand back and we're going to tolerate man's 10,000 policies. And that's really what it comes down to.
Amen to that. And basically, the Ten Commandments are very, very simple. Either God is relevant in the world today or is not. When America was a Christian nation, this was a great nation. It was the greatest nation in the world. There's been an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort by people who hate God to undermine and destroy the moral fabric of our society. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. It had nothing to do with the Constitution. It had nothing to do with the wall of separation between church and state. There is a conspiracy against God, and we either recognize that and take America back, or the freedoms we've enjoyed will simply become a remembrance of things past, and we're moving rapidly towards destruction. So right ahead, Bradley.
I want to interject, too. It really comes to this. America within is being destroyed because America within is allowing the less than 1.7% of the population to destroy her. And really what it comes down to is if we loved our country so much, you know, we've heard this, that God has shed his grace upon America and, you know, God bless America. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, God has blessed America. Now it's time for the American people in this country to bless God and obey his commandments, because we love the sacrifice, namely his son Jesus Christ, who was crucified on Calvary for the sins of the world. And if we love, it's not hard to fight for what you love. And we've been given a gift here, friends, and we've been talking over the last hour of what foreigners say of America and their perspective of America. I want to go back 200 years, and I want to go back to a man named Max Jukes, who was an atheist, and he lived a godless life. Listen carefully. This is the welfare state, and this is the foundation in which it's premised off of, and this is how it works. Max Jukes was an atheist, and again, he lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And friends, keep in mind, this is a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God to leave this on a positive, because America, we can do this in Jesus' name. It works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God. His name was Jonathan Edwards. He was a great awakening preacher. He lived at the same times as Max Jukes, but he married a godly woman. And an investigation was made concerning the life of John Edwards, and they found that out of the 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, 13 became college presidents, 65 of his descendants became college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, and 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers came from the loins of Jonathan Edwards, that godly man, and missionaries. 60 were authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States of America, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state one single penny, and I'll tell you why. Because they feared God, not looking for dependency or favor from a corrupt system. In Proverbs 10:7, and I end with this, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Friends, we have tyranny in action in our faces coming from this administration on a daily basis. You're listening to someone that doesn't have quite as much wisdom as Stan Monteith, but Stan is sitting here telling you from the experience that he has over the years that he has been here, that's exactly what's going on. I've just taken the time because I love this country, and I love the sacrifice in which was given for mankind, and his name is Jesus Christ. And because of that, I've done my homework, and I found that what's going on in our country is nothing new under the sun. It's time that the 312 million people stood up, and they quit tolerating. They put the kibosh lawfully. We're not looking for revolution, friends. We're looking for reformation. In other words, let's get back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And when we do that, we will win our country back. And why do I say that? Because God promised. God's not a man that he should lie. He promised that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's found in the generation of the righteous. And he also said that he would continuously show him strong on the behalf of the people who feared him, a filial fear, not a diabolical fear, as a son or a daughter to their father. And remember this. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but the problem with America is not in the fight yet.
Our guest, Bradley Dean, bye-bye, God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan, I hope that you enjoyed that program with Bradley. And if I could make a suggestion, you ought to write to Call the American Freedom Network, get a copy of that tape, and listen to it several times. It was very, very well done, and information is accurate, and this is what you must begin to understand, and you've got to get involved in this battle, or we're going to lose America. There's a coordinated effort by evil people. Take control of the government. They control both political parties. They have their people planted within the military, within our banking system, within our corporations. Certainly they are working with our churches. They're working within our schools. They know exactly what they're doing. They control the media. And if you're not involved, if you think you can just simply sit back and do nothing, you're sadly mistaken. We're on the bridge of and the very verge of destruction in America. And you need to get this information. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to go to our website, richliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You need to copy the programs. You need to get other people listening. You need to get involved, because if we lose America, you lose everything. And believe me, the monetary system is on the verge of collapse. And whether it's a matter of weeks, months, years, I don't know. But I can tell you it's not very long. And the America we have known will simply soon become a remembrance of things past. Well, I need to remind you, take this time to remind you that, as you know, I do have a serious illnesses, but I'm doing quite well. I'm using conventional and alternative therapy. And, I'm really quite amazed at how things are going. But, of course, we need to keep my ministry going. As you know, we do 5 hours a day of talk radio. And it's an expensive proposition buying a radio time all across America. If you are in a position to help us, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Why, you can certainly buy the books and DVDs and other items we offer. We have health products. We have soap products. We have certainly even a line of spices. We have all sorts of things that the money is used to maintain our network of radio stations. And if you're in a position to contribute, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We make no money on this. We put a great deal of our own money into maintaining this ministry to try to sound the warning, to try to preserve America. But of course, if we lose America, we lose everything. So basically, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs, certainly watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, read all of the other things we have posted there. But then, of course, if you're not in a position to help us financially, we do ask that you pray for America, that you pray for for the prosperity of this country, for a return to the moral values of what's made America the envy of the world. But we also then ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back with you again, God willing, and hopefully why we're bringing more people. Your job is to call people, tell them what's going on, tell them about the subversive element, and then please pay for Radio Liberty, our vision, and our protection.